look at your bulletin, there's a typo error. We are actually going to be, I'm going to be preaching from James chapter 3, verse 1 to 12 today.
如果你看你的节目单，程序单，我今天其实应该是在讲雅各书三章一到十二节。
We're going to talk about the tongues, taming the tongues.
我们要讲关于舌头怎么样驯服我们的舌头。
Okay, so I'm going to read it to you in English, and then after that, Peng Qian will be reading it in Chinese.
我会先读中文之后。
英文。
我会先读英文，之后再读中文。
So, James chapter 3, verse 1 to 12. This is God's word. Let me read it to you. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. For we all stumble in many ways. And if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle his whole body. If we put bits into the mouths of horses so that they obey us, we guide their whole bodies as well. Look at the ships also. Though they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are guided by a very small rudder where the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire! And the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird or reptile and sea creature can be tamed and has been tamed by mankind, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth comes blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and salt water? Can a fig tree, my brothers, bear olives, or a grapevine produce figs? Neither can a salt pond yield fresh water. Thus ends the reading of God's word.
雅各书三章，这是神的话语。我的弟兄们，不要多人做师傅，因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。原来我们在许多事上都有过失。若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能遮住自己的全身。我们若把嚼环放在马嘴里，叫他顺服，就能调动他的全身。看哪，船只虽然甚大，又被大风吹逼，只用小小的舵，就随着掌舵的意思转动。这样，舌头在白体里也是最小的，却能说大话。看哪，最小的火能点着最大的树木。舌头就是火，在我们白体中，舌头是个罪恶的世界，能污秽全身，也能把生命的轮子点起来，并且是从地狱里点着的。各类的走兽、飞禽、昆虫、水族本来都可以制服，也已经被人制服了，唯独舌头没有人能制服，是不止息的恶物，满了害死人的毒气。我们用舌头颂赞那为主为父的，又用舌头咒诅那照着上帝形象被造的人。颂赞和咒诅从一个口里出来，我的弟兄们，这是不应当的。泉源从一个眼里能发出甜苦两样的水吗？我的弟兄们，无花果树能生橄榄吗？葡萄树能结无花果吗？咸水里也不能发出甜水来。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，感谢你给我们的话语。
We ask, O God, that the Holy Spirit may now apply these words into our lives.
我们祷告圣灵可以将这些话语应用到我们的生命中。
Give us ears and our minds ready to hear and receive your word, O God.
给我们能听的耳，能思想的头脑。
And help us also to do your word. by living it out in our own lives.
帮我们借着活出，在我们的生命中活出你的话语来这样行。
We thank you and ask all this in Jesus' name.
感谢你，奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Now, have you ever encountered a situation where in the midst of people, a group of people, you made a fool out of yourselves by saying something you shouldn't have?
你有没有遇到这样的情况，在一群人当中？ 你说了不该说的话，使自己成为笑料。You
know, I certainly have.
我当然有过。
Just when I realized that I'm about to make a mistake by saying it, but before I could withhold my tongue, I could control myself, I let it out, and the whole room went quiet.
就在我已经意识到说我不应该这样说的时候，我就已经把它说出去了。
You know, immediately. Sorry.
就当我刚说出去的时候，整个房间安静下来。
Immediately, I realized that I've created an awkward situation.
我立即就意识到自己创造了、制造了一个尴尬的状况。
And I felt embarrassed because I've not only acted foolishly, but in my foolishness, I've also offended the people with my remarks.
我感觉很尴尬，不单是因为我的愚蠢，而且是因为我的观点。
Now, I'm going to spare you from the details, but this is a situation that I've gone through.
我不会描述细节，但是这是我真实经历过的。
I regretted my actions and because of what I said, but as you know, there's no turning back whenever you have said something that you can't really take it back.
我很后悔我做的，我所说的，但是你知道，如果说出去，我们就没有办法把它收回来。
And to make matters worse, I tried to diffuse the tension in the room by saying something even more foolish.
更糟糕的是，我尝试去缓和这个紧张的氛围，反倒是说了更糟糕的话。
I wanted to downplay the situation so that it would not be so awkward, but instead, I made it worse, and I realized that I just need to get out of the room and hide.
我尝试想大事化了，小事化无，但是。 我却使情况变得更糟，所以我恨不得马上就离开这房间。
This incident taught me that I am foolish and sinful because I don't always say the right things, or I don't always think before saying things.
这个世界让我知道说我是愚蠢的，也是有罪的，因为我不懂事做或者说对的事情，我也不懂事在说之前去思考。
As I think about my own relationship with my wife, Amanda, you know, I probably have lost count how many times I've said something so foolish to her.
当我思想我和我太太 Amanda 的关系的时候，我已经数不过来多少次我对她说了愚蠢的话。I
know I shouldn't say it, but I let it out.
我知道我不应该说，但是我却说了。There's
no taking it back.
我无法把它收回。
And sometimes saying sorry is not going to help either.
很多时候说抱歉并不会起很大的作用。And
so, you know, as trivial as it may sound, based on just my example, my point is that our words matter.
我的例子听上去是很平常的琐碎的事情，但是我想说的是，我们的话语是很重要的。You
know, especially what we say to each other, our words matter.
特别是我们对彼此说的话。And
it has strong impact on the lives of people that we come to deal with.
我们说的话对其他人的生命是有很大的影响。And
certainly if we say good things, it will encourage and build each other up. But if we say nasty things, it can only destroy the person's confidence and perhaps his reputation.
如果我们说好的事情，会起到鼓励和建造的作用；如果我们说不好的，会毁掉另外一个人的名声。And
there's a strong correlation, you know, with our words and our emotions, because oftentimes we say things based on our feelings, and that can be dangerous and sinful.
在我们的话语和我们的情感之间有很强的联系，很多时候。 我们说话是凭我们的感觉去说，而这是可能是很危险，并且是有罪的。Just
think in your own lives when you are in this heated argument with someone, when you're so angry, what What are some of the words that comes out from your mouth?
就试想一下，你跟某人在一个争论中，你很生气，你会说出怎样的话？
You know, it can be dangerous and even more sinful.
我们会说出很危险的话语，甚至是犯罪的话语。
Now, so as such, when we look at our passage today, as James moves on from chapter 2 to chapter 3, he is revisiting this issue of speech, specifically with the use of our tongues.
当雅各从第二章进入到第三章的时候，他在开始修正这个关于言语的话题，特别是关于我们的舌头。
And this is not the first time he has written about how we should speak.
这不是他第一次写到我们当怎样说。
But as we look more and more closely in it, this is perhaps the most elaborate of his message on the usage of our tongues and how we say things and what we say with things.
当我们深入读的时候，我们会发现这一段是很充分的阐述我们当怎样说。
So as we look at this passage, there are three points. Okay, three points to this passage. First, James talks about the warning to the teachers regarding about their tongues. Secondly, it's the power of the tongue. And thirdly, the inability to control the tongue.
这段主要讲到了三点。第一点是警告教导的人注意他们的舌头。第二点是舌头所具有的能力，第三点是人没有能力去制服他们的舌头。
So let's first of all look at the warning about tongues, especially to the teachers.
我们首先看关于舌头的警告，特别是对于那些教导的人。
This is taken from verses 1 to 2. You know, in chapter 1, verse 26, James said, if anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless.
雅各在一章二十六节说，若有人自以为虔诚，却勒不住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。
So you see here, James had already talked a bit about tongues in chapter 1. Verse 26. In other words, he says that Christianity must involve a conscious effort to guard what we say. We must learn to uphold our brothers and sisters in Christ with words that encourage us.
我们看到雅各在一章二十六节就已经谈到了舌头，谈到了话语，也是说提醒我们说，弟兄姐妹之间要用话语来彼此建造，彼此鼓励。
And this is especially true, among Christian brothers who are desiring to teach or who are already teachers.
特别是对那些想要做教导的弟兄来说，或者是那些已经在做教导的弟兄。
Now, being a teacher is highly revered and respected in those days because of their great responsibility to educate and to teach the truth of the gospel, so that those who hear it will learn to live their lives in accordance to it.
在那时候做教导是很被尊重的一个职位，因为是传讲真理的话语，这些话语可以使得弟兄姐妹来按照神的心意来生活。
So it is definitely a noble task to desire to teach, but James also warned about the difficulty that comes to those who desire to teach.
想要教导是一个高尚的是高尚的，但是雅各也警告说要教导需要注意的。
Why is it so dangerous?
为什么如此危险呢?
It's because those who teach often uses their tongues,
因为那些,
uses words.
因为那些教导的要用到他们的舌头，要说话。
So let's look at it. Verse 1 said, not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness.
让我们看第一节说，我的弟兄们，不要多人做师傅，因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。
Now James discouraged the Jewish Christians to seek the office of a teacher, particularly because of the greater judgment that comes from failing to execute it faithfully.
雅各不鼓励那些犹太基督徒寻求教导的职分， 因为如果不能忠心的完成这个职分，会遭受更重的审判。
You know, one commentator said, "Teachers, because of their ministry involves speech, the hardest of all parts of the body to control, expose themselves to greater danger of judgment. Their constant use of the tongue means they can sin very easily, leading others astray at the same time."
一位解经家说，教导的人因为他们所做的事工包含着言语，也就是说包含着白体中最难控制的那一部分，所以就是他们暴露在更使他们更容易暴露在更重的审判之中。他们这种持续的使用他们的言语、他们的舌头，意味着他们可能会非常容易的就犯罪。
In other words, if you look at it in our perspective, for those who are teaching in the church especially, but also those who are teaching outside, you know, anyone whom you encounter with who's a non-believer where you're teaching them about the word, we have great responsibility.
我们想一下，不但是在教会里，也包括在教会外，如果我们跟非信徒来沟通，我们来教导他们关于福音，我们是有很大的责任的。
This responsibility comes with exemplifying faithfulness in teaching the word of God.
这个责任包括忠心的示范出活出来传讲神的话语。
We are called to teach and explain God's word, not through our own means, but through God's means.
我们被呼召传讲并解释神的话语。是按照神的方式来解释，而不是按照我们自己的方法。
And this is perhaps one of the hardest aspects of teaching God's word, and we certainly can include preaching God's word as well.
这可能是教导神的话语最难的一部分。我们当然，这当然也包括讲道。
You know, many today have great struggles with trying to teach the word of God faithfully.
很多人现如今很努力。去传讲神的话语。
It is hard because, you know, this is God's true word, God's living word.
这很困难，因为这是神的话语，这是神活着的神，活着神的话语。
And we are sinful people. Even the pastors are sinful people.
我们是有罪的人，即便牧师也是这样。
So it is very hard to be able to teach God's word faithfully.
所以忠心的教导神的话语是很难的。
And that's why so many people today, perhaps, you know, more and more people, more and more pastors today have gone to seek their own interpretation in teaching God's word.
这也是为什么越来越多的人，包括牧师，他们开始尝试用自己的方法来解释神的话。
No, they have failed to teach God's word faithfully.
他们没有忠心的教导神的话语。
And that equates them with being a false teacher.
这使得他们成为假教师。
And so that is why James said that not many of us should become teachers, for those who teach will be judged with greater strictness.
这也是为什么雅各说不要做人做师傅，因为会受更重的判断。
You know, everyone who desires to teach will be judged with greater strictness.
每一个想从事教导职分的人都会面临更重的判断。
And imagine false teachers who don't teach God's word.
我们想象那些不教神的话语的假教师。
Indeed, God says that they will be judged with great strictness.
事实上，神说他们会面临更重的审判。
Certainly, all of us are sinful, as I said. All of us are sinful by nature, and thus capable of sinning.
当然，我们每一个人都是罪人，我们从本质上来说就是有罪的。
You know, in verse 2 it says, "For we all stumble in many ways, and if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to bridle his own body."
这也是第二节说，我们在许多事上都有过失，若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。
Truly, all of us at some point in time have sinned with our tongue, whether it was intentional or not.
我们都有过因为我们的舌头而犯罪，不管是我们故意的还是不是无意的。
You know, while this is our nature, because it's our sinful nature that we say the wrong things, yet it does not make it right for us to commit sin.
这就是我们的本质，我们堕落的本质。
If we are truly honest with ourselves, we will admit that we have all sinned and with our tongues.
如果我们真诚地面对自己，我们会说我们都有过言语上的罪过犯。
Otherwise, James says that if we have not, then we are a perfect man, able to control our entire body.
雅各说，不然我们就是完全人，也能露出自己的全身。
So ask yourselves, are you a perfect man?
问问你自己，你是完全的人吗？
I am not.
我不是。
Just ask my wife.
问我太太。
Secondly, let's talk about the power of the tongue.
第二点，我们来讲舌头的能力。
You know, as James warns about a potential danger of the teacher's tongues, he goes on to give us three illustrations of the incredible power of the tongue.
雅各在谈到教导的人的舌头的潜在的危险，他提到了三个例子。
The first illustration is in verse 3.
第一个例子是在第三节。
For it says, if we put bits into the mouth of horses,So that they obey us, we guide their whole bodies as well.
我们若把嚼环放在马嘴里，叫它顺服，就能调动它的全身。
You know, in this first illustration, James compared the tongue to the bits that controls the horse.
在这个例子中，雅各把舌头比作马嘴里的嚼环。
The horse is a rather common animal in those days, and most people can relate to it.
那时候马是很平常的动物，大多数人都可以联想到。
And the horse is perhaps one of the largest animal for most people to see in that region.
在那个地区，马可能也是大多数人可以见到的最大的动物。
So basically, James is driving home the point that if we use bits, you know, bits of food, basically, you know, to put into the mouth of the horse, we can control the horse.To do what we want.
所以雅各想要传达的是，如果我们把嚼环放到马的嘴里，我们就可以叫它顺服。
And the contrast of something so small like bits can direct the horse to whatever directions he wanted to go is basically the same thing as what we see with our tongue. It controls our body if we realize it or not.
这个对比是如此的鲜明，小小的嚼环就可以控制一匹马，就如同我们的舌头控制我们的身体。
You know, a tongue, if it's not controlled or restrained at appropriate times, can hurt us in ways we cannot imagine.
如果我们控制不住我们的舌头，会带来我们想不到的影响。
You know, if we say something that we don't ever control, we just let our mouths open and say whatever we want all the time.Most times it will come back to us and hurt us.
如果我们随心所欲的想说什么就说什么，很多时候我们所说的会回过头来伤害我们。
In James' second illustration, in verses 4-5a, said, "Look at the ships also. Though they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are guided by a very small rudder wherever the wind of the pilot directs. So also the tongue, a small member, yet it boasts of great things."
雅各在第四节的例子，看哪，船只虽然甚大，又被大风吹逼，只用小小的舵就随着掌舵的意思转动。这样，舌头在白体里也是最小的，却能说大话。
You know, this illustration is very similar to the first one.
这个例子跟第一个很像。
Because it again describes a small object such as the rudder can play.A significant role in controlling something so large like the ship.
也就是说，一些很小的物体，比如说在这个例子中的舵，可以控制很大的物体，船。
You know, the tongue is a small member of our body, yet is able to display what our hearts desire, be it sinful or not.
舌头是我们白体中很小的，却可以显示出我们的心。
Now, everything that we say, right, whether we realize it or not, comes from generally our heart, what our hearts desire.
不管我们有没有意识到，每一件事我们说的，
So we say something good, it's because our hearts desire us to say something good. But if we say something bad, it's again because our hearts desire it. Even when you don't think about it, you're basically just saying something your heart desires.
即便是你没有意识到, 你,
and that's why it is so scary and so powerful in that aspect.
这也是为什么讲到舌头的能力这方面 是如此的可怕和吓人。
And finally, in verses 5 to 6, the last illustration describes how great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire. And the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell.
在第五节后半段到第六节，看哪，最小的火能点着最大的树林，舌头就是火，在我们白体中，舌头是个罪恶的世界，能污秽全身，也能把生命的轮子点起来，并且是从地狱里点着的。Now
here James uses a more destructive illustration to describe the force of the tongue.
在这里，雅各用一个更具毁灭性的例子来描述舌头。
You know, it is compared to a fire where if it is not put off, can set a whole forest on fire because it is such a force of nature.
在这里舌头被比作, 没有扑灭的一个小火, 却点着了整个树林。 这种这个火就反映了这个, 本性, 火的本性。
You know, what James is describing is that the tongue can be destructive like the fire. And everything we say, especially the unwholesome, foolish, and untruthful words, have great consequences to our lives.
在这里雅各就是说我们的舌头有这种, 毁灭性的能力, 所以我们, 特别是我们说的那种令人生厌的, 愚蠢的, 或者是不真实的话语, 会对我们的生活带来很不好的影响。
No, it is not an exaggeration to say that a tongue can control the destiny of a person.
说一个人的舌头会控制他的命运，这并不夸张。
You know, if we confess Jesus as our Savior, we are saved.
如果我们承认耶稣是主，我们就得蒙拯救。
If we say that we don't believe in God, we hate God, we don't believe in Jesus, we are condemned.
如果我们说我们不信神，我们不信耶稣，我们就是被咒诅。
So you think about this, you know, our words, our mouth, our tongue especially, you know, have great significance to our lives.
我们就是被定罪的，所以我们的舌头对我们的生活是有很大的影响。
You know, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12, verse 36 to 37, He said, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account of every careless words they speak. For by your own words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned.
马太福音十二章三十六到三十七节，我又告诉你们，凡人所说的闲话，当审判的日子，必要句句供出来，因为要凭你的话定你为义，也要凭你的话定你有罪。
You know, think about this. On the day of judgment, on the day when Jesus returns, where all of us, whether Christians or non-Christians, we all come before God face to face with Jesus as our judge.
我们这样想，当审判的日子来临，我们 信徒和非信徒都聚集在一起，聚集在耶稣的面前。
And all of us must give account of every single words we speak, we have spoken.
我们必须对我们所说过的每一句话来负责。
And God will judge us according to everything that we have said.
神就会按照我们所说的一切来审判我们。
And so this is the reality that we come face to face with Jesus.
这就是这样一个事实，我们有一天会面对面的面对耶稣。
Now all of us must come before God.
我们所有的人都要面对神。
And of course it's particularly scary for those who are not Christians to come before Christ.
对于那些不是基督徒还没有来到耶稣基督面前的人来说，这是特别可怕的。
But even as Christians, we also must learn to control our tongues because we too can be judged by God.
但即便是作为基督徒，我们要控制我们的舌头，因为我们也会面对神的审判。
Although He will never cast us away.
即便他不会把我们丢出去。
But yet, you know, He can still judge us.
但他仍然可以审判我们。
So, this is how powerful and destructive our tongues can be.
这就是说，为什么我们的舌头如此有能力。
Finally, our third point, the inability to control the tongue.
第三，我们这一点是人没有能力去控制他的舌头。
You know, verses 7 to 8 said, For every kind of beast and bird, or reptile and sea creature, can be tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison.
第七到八节，各类的走兽、飞禽、昆虫、水族本来都可以制服，也已经被人制服了，唯独舌头没有人能制服，是不止息的恶物。
Now, having seen the destructive power of the tongue, James went on to give us even more bad news.
在看了舌头具有毁灭性的能力之后，雅各来让我们看到说更不好的消息。
Not only the tongue is destructive, but yet we cannot control it.
不单说舌头是可以具有毁灭性的，而且我们无法控制它。
It is untamable.
它是无法被驯服的。
You know, and James gives us an example by contrasting all kinds of animals on this earth that God had created.
雅各给了我们一个例子，跟神所造的一切的动物来比较。
You know, despite of how violent and wild animals can be, yet mankind had the ability and gifts to train and tame these animals. But with regards to the tongue, no one is able to tame it.
不管动物是多么的粗野暴力，但是人可以制服他们，但是人却没有能力制服自己的舌头。
Why is it so difficult to tame the tongue?
为什么制服自己的舌头是如此的难？
Why is it so hard to control what we say?
为什么控制我们的言语是如此的困难？
It's because of our sinfulness.
是因为我们的罪行。
Because of our sinfulness.In our hearts from the day we are born.
是因为从我们出生那一天就伴随着在我们心中的我们的罪。
Our sinful hearts reveal all the hatred and lies and twisted words we speak to each other every day.
我们的有罪的心带来了我们每一天彼此所说的不真实的话语、扭曲的话语。
You know, what we, as I say, what we say with our mouths have strong ties with our hearts and our minds.
也就是说，我们的话语跟我们的思想之间有很紧密的联系。
You know, as Christians, we believe that the heart is the most important part of a human being.
作为基督徒，我们相信我们的心是整个人里面最重要的一部分。
And when sin came into the world, it corrupted the heart.
当罪进入到世界的时候，它玷污了、毁坏了我们的心。
And out of it flows all kinds of sin.
由此流淌出所有其他的罪。
Now, a sick heart, a corrupted heart, can only produce sin.
一个堕落的、犯罪的心只能生出罪来。
Just like this example that I've given a few weeks ago with regards to a good tree bearing good fruit, but a bad tree only bears bad fruit.
就像我们几周前给讲过的例子，好树结好果子，坏树却只能结坏果。
Listen to what Jesus said again in Matthew chapter 15, verse 18 to 20. But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a person. For out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander.These are what defile a person.
我们再看耶稣在马太福音15章18到20节是怎样说的：唯独出口的 是从心里发出来的，这才污秽人。因为从心里发出来的有恶念、凶杀、奸淫、苟合、偷盗、妄政、放逐，这都是污秽人的。
A lot of times we are not able to control what we say. It's because of our sinful nature in us.
很多时候我们无法控制我们所说的，是因为我们有罪的本质。
And since the tongue is untamable, it does not surprise us that James goes on to reveal the inconsistency of our lives as Christians with what we speak.
因为我们的舌，人的舌头是不可驯服的，所以接下来雅各来揭露基督徒的生活当中的不一致性，这并不足为奇。
Now, verses 9 to 10 say, "With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be so."
第九到十节，我们用舌头颂赞那为主的、为父的，又用舌头咒诅那照着上帝形象被造的人。颂赞和咒诅从一个口里出来，我的弟兄们，这是不应当的。
This inconsistency is called hypocrisy or double-minded.
这种不一致性被称为虚伪或摇摆不定。
You know, being a hypocrite is basically doing something the complete opposite of what you believe.
虚伪的人意思就是你所做的跟你所信的是完全相反的。
That's why James says, "With the same mouth, outcomes blessings and curses."
这也是雅各所说的，颂赞和咒诅从一个口里出来。
And I can only think of this example as I myself have encountered it so many times, especially when I'm driving.
我能想象出一个例子，就是当我在开车的时候。
Just as I was driving on my way to church today.
就在我今天往教会开的时候。
Obviously, as I come to church in mind, I have the mindset of worshiping God, wanting to praise God.
很明显，在我因为我是要来教会，所以我的思想是要来敬拜神。
But then, as I was driving, suddenly a car just came out of nowhere.
可是，就当我开车的时候，突然就不知从哪来的一辆车。
And immediately I said something that I shouldn't say.
马上我就说了我不该说的话。
You know, I cursed the person in front of me.
我咒诅了我面前的那个开车的人。
It's like I call him by all kinds of bad things.
我用各种坏的言语来描述他。
But then after that, when I reached church, it's like, oh, I'm going to praise God now. I'm going to preach God's word now.
可是当我来到教会的时候，我就想说，哦，我是要来敬拜神的，来讲神的话语。
You see how double-minded I am.
你就看到说我是怎样的摇摆不定。
You know, and how hypocritical I am.
我是怎样的虚伪。
And Jesus, in the New Testament, Jesus often associates the hypocrites with the Pharisees.
在新约，耶稣经常将伪善跟法利赛人联系在一起。
You know, he said in Matthew chapter 15, again, verse 7 to 9, he said, "You hypocrites, well, did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, 'This people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines of the commandments of men.'"
在马太福音十五章七到九节，耶稣说，假冒为善的人呐，以赛亚指着你们说的预言是不错的。他说，这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然。
However, it isn't only the Pharisees who are hypocrites.
然而又岂止是法利赛人是虚伪的呢？
For Christians also sadly falls into this category.
很悲哀的是，我们基督徒也是在这个范畴内。
I am also a hypocrite.
我也是假冒为善的。
You know, Gandhi once said, "I like your Christ. I do not like your Christians. Your Christians are so unlike your Christ."
甘地曾经说过，我喜欢你们的基督，但我不喜欢你们基督徒，因为你们基督徒太不像你们基督。
Now, this is so true. You know, according to James, despite our salvation and redemption from Jesus Christ, Christians are still capable of sinning and disobeying God's command.
按照雅各的教导来说，这真的是这样。虽然我们有救恩，但是我们仍然会犯罪，不遵行神的诫命。But
guess what? It isn't only the Pharisees or the Christians who are hypocrites, but all of humanity.
但是我们要知道，不单单是法利赛人和基督徒是假冒为善的，所有的人都是。You
know, everyone lives by a standard, whether they are Christians or not.
不论一个人是不是基督徒，他都按照一套标准来生活。Some
of these standards may be honesty, goodness, kindness, or whatever it is.
这标准可能是诚实、良善、仁慈，或者是其他的。But
how many people actually obey each of these standards perfectly?
但又有多少人能够完美地遵行这些标准？
As you can see, we are all hypocrites because we are all sinful.
你就看到我们都是假冒为善的人，因为我们都是罪人。But
despite of this, true Christians actually believe that they're hypocrites because they understand their failure to love God and His commandments, and they need a Savior to save them from their sins.
但是即便有这些，真正的基督徒他们会承认他们是假冒为善的人，他们会承认自己是罪人，他们需要一位救主。
They admit that they are hypocrites. They admit that they are sinful. But God is working on them.
他们承认他们虚伪，他们有罪，但是神在他们的生命中做工。
And when God saved you, God begins this process of reforming you.
当神拯救你之后，神就开始在你的生命中动工，来改变你。And
this is an ongoing process that will continue until Jesus returns.
这是一个持续的过程，会一直持续到耶稣再来。But
in the midst of this process, there will be times where it's going to be hard, but there will be times where it's going to be a bit easier.
但在这个过程中会有很困难的时候。There
will be times of failure.
会有失败。But
we cannot give up.
但我们不能放弃。Because
God is not giving up on you.
因为神没有放弃你。
And we said in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, and I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Christ Jesus.
在腓立比书1章6节，我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。Now
besides that, true Christians not only admit that they're hypocrites, but they also must learn to fight hypocrisy, because hypocrisy is a sin, and like all sin, Christians must seek to overcome it.
除此之外，基督徒在承认他们是假冒为善的人之外，他们还必须与这个虚伪抗争，因为这虚伪也是罪，与其他的罪一样，基督徒必须寻求去征服它。Now
when Jesus came to die in order to save us, He also gave us His Spirit to live in us and to help us in our new life.
当基督为我们的罪死的时候，他也把他的灵赐给我们，让他的灵在引导我们过我们的生活。It
is true that in our own sinful nature, we are unable to tame our own tongues or control what we say.
确实，就着我们堕落的本性来讲，我们没有能力
But that's why Jesus came to give us His Spirit, so that His Spirit can help us to fight this hypocrisy in our lives.
可是当基督来，他将他的圣灵赐给我们，这位圣灵宝贵时可以来帮助我们抗争，与我们的罪抗争。You
know, we cannot be comfortable with sin because we have been transformed as Christians and have been given a new heart.
我们不能舒适地活在罪中，因为作为基督徒，我们是被改变的，我们有新的心。And
truly, one day, when our transformation is complete, we will no longer sin, and our words will only cry out praise and glory to our God.
直到有一天，当我们的改变完成的时候，我们就不会再去犯罪。 而我们的言语单单的是会赞美并荣耀神。
I look forward to that day when I no longer am able to sin or capable of sinning.
让我们期待着那一天，那一天我们不会再犯罪，也不能犯罪。
But until then, I still have work to do.
但是在那之前，我们还有很多要做。
And you also have work to do.
你也有工作要做。
And we have the Holy Spirit that helps us.
当我们有圣灵来帮助我们。
So let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, I thank you for reminding us of how pervasive our tongue is.
天父，谢谢你提醒我们，我们的舌头是怎样的难以驯服，怎样的刚愎。
Lord, because our heart is corrupted, therefore we can only sin.
因为我们的心是堕落的，所以我们只能犯罪。
But thank Jesus that He came and to give His life for us and to die for our sins.
但感谢耶稣，他来为我们舍命。
And through His death and resurrection, He changed us, transformed us by giving us a new heart.
借着死和复活，他改变了我们，给了我们新的心。
And He also gave us His Spirit, His Holy Spirit, to help us each day in our lives.
也给了我们圣灵来在我们生活中的每一天帮助我们。
So we thank you for what Jesus has done for us.
所以我们感谢耶稣为我们所做的。
What He's still doing for us each day through His Spirit.
也感谢他每一天借着圣灵仍然在为我们做的。
And what He will do for us in the future when He returns.
以及他将来再来的时候。
By completing this process that He has begun in us.
会完成他在我们生命中开始的这善功。
By making us perfect and pure and holy just like Him.
使我们成为像他一样的纯洁的完美的。
So as we continue to live our lives on this earth in anticipation of the return of Jesus Christ.
所以当我们仍然活在这个世界上等待着耶稣再来的时候。
Help us to fight with the Holy Spirit.
帮助我们让我们借着圣灵来与我们的罪抗争。
Help us to rely on the Holy Spirit to guard our mouths and our tongues.
让我们依靠圣灵来管住我们的嘴。
And help us through the Holy Spirit to fight our own sin in our lives, whatever it is.
让我们靠着圣灵来与我们生命中的罪，不管是什么，来抗争。
So we thank you and praise you and ask all this in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，赞美你，奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.